Radio Krishna presents stories about Lord Krishna from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California. Derived from the Vedic scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam, they were written in Sanskrit several thousand years ago by Srila Dwaipayan Vyasadeva and were translated into English by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Your narrator is Amala Bhaktadas. And now today's episode entitled, Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna. My name is Krishna, and I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord and Source of all creation. About 5,000 years ago, I lived in India. Though I looked like and played the part of a human being, I was not at all human, for my body and life were, and always are, composed of absolute knowledge, bliss, and eternality, and are never affected by the material or illusory forces of this world. The present story begins when I was a child living in the city of Gokul. Once upon a time, seeing that her maidservant was engaged in different household duties, my mother Yashoda personally took charge of churning butter. Doing so, she sang my childhood pastimes and enjoyed thinking of me. There were drops of perspiration on her face, and the flower garland which was on her head scattered here and there. Looking at her, I felt hungry, and out of love for her, I wanted her to stop churning. I indicated that her first business was to nurse me and then churn butter later. Mother Yashoda took me on her lap and began to nurse me. And while I was drinking the milk, she was smiling, enjoying the beauty of my face. Suddenly, some milk which was on the oven began to boil over. Just to stop it from spilling, Mother Yashoda at once put me aside and went to the oven. Left in that state, I became very angry, and my lips and eyes became red with rage. I pressed my teeth and lips, and taking up a piece of stone, I immediately broke the butter pot. Then I took butter out of it, and with false tears in my eyes, began to eat the butter in a secluded place. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda returned to the churning place after setting the overflowing milk pan in order. She saw the broken pot in which the churned butter was kept. Since she could not find me, she concluded that the broken pot was my work. She began to smile as she thought, "This child is very, very clever. After breaking the pot, he has left this place, fearing punishment." After she looked all over, she saw a big wooden grinding mortar which was kept upside down, and she found me sitting on it. I was taking butter which was hanging from the ceiling on a swing, and I was feeding it to the monkeys. She saw me looking this way and that way in fear of her because I was conscious of my naughty behavior. After seeing me so engaged, she very silently approached me from behind. I, however, quickly saw her coming at me with a stick in her hand, and I immediately got down from the grinding mortar and began to flee in fear. Mother Yashoda chased me to all corners, trying to capture me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who I'm never approached even by the meditations of great yogis. Yes, I was playing just like a little child for such a great devotee as Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, however, could not easily catch me because of her thin waist and heavy body. Still, she tried to follow me as fast as possible. Her hair loosened, and the flowers in her hair fell to the ground. Although she was tired, she somehow reached me and captured me. When I was caught, I was almost on the point of crying. I smeared my hands over my eyes, which were anointed with black eye cosmetics. I saw my mother's face where she stood over me, and my eyes became restless from fear. Mother Yashoda could understand that I was unnecessarily afraid, and for my benefit, she wanted to allay my fears. Being the topmost well-wisher of me, Mother Yashoda began to think, "If the child is too fearful of me, I don't know what will happen to him." Mother Yashoda then threw away her stick. In order to punish me, she thought to bind my hands with some ropes. She did not know it, but it was actually impossible for her to bind me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mother Yashoda was thinking that I was her tiny little child. She did not know that I had no limitation. When she tried to bind me to a wooden grinding mortar, she found that the rope she was using was too short by 2 inches. She gathered more ropes from the house and added to it, but at the end, she found the same shortage. In this way, she connected all the ropes available at home, but when the final knot was added, she saw that it was still 2 inches too short. Mother Yashoda was smiling, but she was astonished. How was it happening? In attempting to bind me, she became very tired. She was perspiring, and the garland on her head fell down. Then I appreciated the hard labor of my mother, and being compassionate upon her, I agreed to be bound up by the ropes. I, playing as a human child in the house of Mother Yashoda, was performing my own selected pastimes. Of course, no one can control me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee surrenders himself at my feet, and I may either protect or vanquish him. But for his part, the devotee never forgets his own position of surrender. Similarly, I also feel transcendental pleasure by submitting myself to my devotee's protection. After binding me, Mother Yashoda engaged herself in household affairs. At that time, bound up to the wooden mortar, I could see a pair of trees before me, which were known as Arjuna trees. I thus thought to myself,
Mother Yashoda first of all left without feeding me sufficient milk, and therefore I broke the pot of yogurt and distributed the stock butter in charity to the monkeys. Now she has bound me up to a wooden mortar, so I shall do something more mischievous than before.
And thus I thought of pulling down the 2 very tall Arjuna trees. There is a history behind these trees. In their previous lives, the souls of the trees were born as the human sons of the treasurer of the demigods. Their father was the famous Kuvera, who was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. By the grace of Lord Shiva, Kuvera's material opulences had no limit. As a rich man's sons often become addicted to wine and women, so these 2 sons of Kuvera were also addicted to them. Once these 2 demigods, desiring to enjoy, enter the garden of Lord Shiva in the province of Kailas on the bank of the Mandakini Ganges River. There they drank much and engaged in hearing the sweet singing of beautiful women who accompanied them in that garden of fragrant flowers. In an intoxicated condition, they both entered the water of the Ganges, which was full with lotus flowers. There they began to enjoy the company of the young girls, exactly as the male elephant enjoys the female elephants within the water. While they were thus enjoying themselves, all of a sudden, Narad, the great sage, happened to pass that way. He could understand that the demigods, Nalakuvara and Manigrive, were too intoxicated and could not even see that he was passing by. The young girls, however, were not so intoxicated, and they at once became ashamed at being naked before the great sage. They began to cover themselves with all haste, but the two demigods were so drunk that they could not appreciate the presence of the sage Narad, and therefore did not cover their bodies. On seeing the two demigods so degraded by intoxication, Narad desired their welfare, and therefore he exhibited his causeless mercy upon them by cursing them. He cursed them to remain for 100 years in the time of the demigods in the form of trees, and during that time they would remember why they were being punished. After that time, they would be fortunate enough to see me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, face to face, and thus they would again be promoted to the life of the demigods and my great devotees. After this, the great sage Narad returned to his abode known as Narayan Ashram, and the two demigods turned into trees known as twin Arjun trees. The two demigods were favored by the causeless mercy of Narad and given a chance to grow in Nanda's courtyard and see me face to face. In spite of being bound up to the wooden mortar, I began to proceed toward the twin trees in order to fulfill the prophecy of my great devotee Narad. Although I was able to pass through the passage between the two trees, the large wooden mortar stuck horizontally between the trunks. Taking advantage of this, I began to pull the rope which was tied to the mortar. As soon as I pulled with great strength, the two trees, with all branches and limbs, fell down immediately with a great sound. Out of the broken, fallen trees came two great personalities shining like blazing fire. All sides became illuminated and beautiful by their presence. The two purified bodies immediately came before me and bowed down to offer their respects and prayers. One of them said, "Dear Lord Krishna, you are the original personality of Godhead, master of all mystic powers. You are the original provider of the life, body and senses of all living entities. You are the eternal God, Lord Vishnu, who is all-pervading, the imperishable controller of everything. O Lord, O source of all fortune and goodness, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord, our father, known as Kuvera, the demigod, is your servant. Similarly, the great sage Narad is also your servitor, and only by their grace have we been able to see you personally. We therefore pray that we may always be engaged in your transcendental loving service by speaking only about your glories and hearing about your transcendental activities. May our hands and other limbs be engaged in your service, and our minds always be concentrated at your lotus feet, and our heads always bowed down before the all-pervading, universal form of your lordship." When the demigods Nalakuvara and Manigrive finished their prayers, I, the master and proprietor of Gokul, bound to the wooden grinding mortar by the ropes of Yashoda, began to smile and said,
"It was already known to me that my great devotee sage Narad had shown his causeless mercy by saving you from the abominable condition of pride due to possessing extraordinary beauty and opulence in a family of demigods. He has saved you from gliding down to the lowest condition of hellish life. You are very fortunate because not only were you cursed by him, but you had the opportunity to see him. If someone is able, by chance, to see a great saintly personality like Narad, then immediately that soul becomes liberated. This is exactly like being situated in the full light of the sun. There cannot be any visionary impediment. Therefore, O Nalakuvara and Manigriva, your lives have now become successful because you have developed ecstatic love for me. This is your last birth within material existence. Now you can go back to your father's residence in the heavenly planet, and by remaining in the attitude of devotional service, you will be liberated in this very life.
After this, the demigods circumambulated me many times and bowed down before me again and again, and thus they left. I remained bound up with ropes to the grinding mortar. When the twin Arjun trees fell to the ground, making a sound like the falling of thunderbolts, all the inhabitants of Gokul, including Nanda Maharaj, immediately came to the spot. They were very much astonished to see how the two great trees had suddenly fallen. Because they could find no reason for their falling down, well, they were puzzled. When they saw me bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of Yashoda, they began to think that it must have been caused by some demon. Otherwise, how was it possible? At the same time, they were very much perturbed because such uncommon incidents were always happening to me. While the elderly cowherd men were thus contemplating, the small children who were playing there informed the men that the trees fell due to my pulling the wooden mortar with the ropes to which I was bound. One of them explained,
"Krishna came in between the two trees, and the wooden mortar was topsy-turvied and stuck in between the trees. Krishna, he began to pull the rope, and the trees fell way down. And when the trees fell down, these two very dazzling men, they came out of the trees, and they began to talk to Krishna."
Most of the cowherd men did not believe the statement of the children. They could not believe that such things were at all possible. Some of them, however, believed them and told Nanda Maharaj,
"Your child is different from all other children. He just might have done it."
Nanda Maharaj began to smile, hearing about my extraordinary abilities. He came forward and untied the knot just to free me. After being freed, I was taken onto the laps of the elderly gopis. They took me away to the courtyard of the house and began to clap, praising my wonderful activities. I began to clap along with them, just like an ordinary child. I, the Supreme Lord, being completely controlled by the pure love of the gopis, began to sing and dance just like a puppet in their hands. This story was entitled Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna and was presented by Radio Krishna and produced by Krishna Productions at the KHQN Studios in Los Angeles, California. It was derived from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust in Los Angeles, California. The musical selections and engineering were under the direction of Vaibhavi Devidasi, and the story adaptation for radio and voice characterizations were done by your narrator, Amala Bhaktadas.